Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well.
Today is Free Fall Friday, and you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Come in about, you know, whatever you want, this and that. I don't care what it is, right? You can do whatever you want. Today is Free Fall Friday, and today is like your show. But, of course, I can't have dead air. So if you guys don't call in and talk about something, I'm going to have to talk about something myself, like the weather. Today's weather we're looking at right now is 74 degrees right here in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 87 today. No rain. Tomorrow, a high of 91 with no rain. Sunday, a high of 92 with no rain. Monday, high of 92 with no rain. And we're looking at Tuesday, a chance of rain and 89 degrees on next week. All right? And again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Our word of the day today is frugal. Frugal. Frugal is an adjective, and frugal means characterized by or reflecting economy in the use of resources. Characterized by or reflecting economy in the use of resources. Frugal. Characterized by. So when people say you're frugal, that means they're characterizing you by the way you use your resources, okay? They're characterizing you by the way you use your resources. And an example of it is in order to save both energy and money, Joni was frugal with air conditioning, usually opting to turn on a fan instead whenever it got too hot in her apartment. Okay? So she was frugal. She's frugal in the way that she used her resources. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Frugal is a good word that that you can use. Now, again, today's show is Free Fall Friday, so you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, try not to talk about this Bruce Jenner guy. Let's let that go, okay? And like I said, I did a show on it on yesterday, but I told myself that I would not talk about it anymore after the show on yesterday. But if you guys call in and want to talk to me about it, I'll oblige, but I'm not going to talk about it, okay? But anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a few more people are joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, kind of been on my mind this morning, because I want to say this. When people lie to you, okay, when people lie to you, and, you know, I understand that people lie, all right? I mean, I've told a lie before. I'm sure I'll tell one again before my life is over, okay? And I'm sure you've told a lie before. I'm sure you'll tell another lie before your life is over. But sometimes it's unnecessary to lie. It's unnecessary to lie. So try not to lie unnecessarily. Okay? And what I mean by that is, if it's something that you can just tell someone, don't lie to them trying to spare their feelings. Just tell them what's going on. You'll be a better person. Tell them what's going on. Tell them what you need them to do. Tell them what you want them to do. And my thing is that someone lied to me today. And they lied to me in my face, standing maybe 4 or 5 feet from me, and lied to me in my face. And, you know, I'm an easygoing person. And when I think about what happened, I'm like, you can lie to me in a letter, you can lie to me on email, you can lie to me on TV, you can lie to me any way you want, except for in my face. If you lie to me right here in my face, we got a problem. And, you know, sometimes you have friends that lie to you. And, you know, when people lie to you and you find out that they are lying, that they've been lying, it gives you a funny type feeling. It makes you feel a certain type of way about that person, especially if you didn't think that person would lie to you as blatantly as they did. And that's what happened to me today. Someone lied to me in my face. I mean, just a bald-faced lie. And I can't stand it. So, you know, again, if you're going to lie to someone, maybe lie to them in a letter or email or what have you. Just, I mean, it's hard to lie to someone in their face. So that makes me feel like it's easy for them to lie. So you want, you know, so now anything that they say, you're going to think that they're not telling the truth, that it's a lie. Because they sat there and lied to you right in your face. Even if you're talking to them on the telephone and they lie to you, that's a problem. Right? Even if they're talking to you on the telephone, you're not going to believe anything that they say. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank, my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Austell. And I was just going to say, I just went to some training this week, and they talked about, you know, people being immature. And they said 1 in 3 people are immature. So if you stand in a group of 3 people, only 2 of y'all are going to be mature. That third will be immature. So, you know, that's a lot of people. And so it's a lot of grown, immature people out here. And when you talk about people lying in your face, that's just a sign of immaturity. That's just like what little kids do. You know, little kids lie to get out of trouble. But when you're grown, you think, you know, you ought to be able to say what you need to say. So don't worry about it. Hopefully that was a kid that lied to you because, you know, you can handle them. But when grown folk lie to you, they just immature. They just
grown folk.
Yeah, they just, you know, they old and they tall and they immature. They worse than kids. You got you know, like they say, out the mouths of babes, because they'll tell you the truth. But it's just a sign of immaturity. Don't sweat it. That's all I want to say.
All right, thanks for listening. And I believe that, you know, I believe that a person, or you know, definitely adults, some adults are immature, and you know, you can see signs of immaturity out of people a lot of times. But again, you know, I have a problem with it. You know, they probably pretty good at lying, but I have a problem with it. I have to deal with my side of this. I have to deal with my side of coping with, because I have to see this person a lot. So I have to deal with my side of coping with that person telling me a lie. Because I'm the type of person, you know, I can't stand for someone to lie to me. And you know, but I can stand for someone to lie to me, but I can't stand for someone to stand in my face and lie to me. You can lie to me over the phone. You can lie to me on, like I say, you can lie to me over the phone or email, you know, a letter, whatever. But for you to just stand in my face and lie to me, that gets under my skin. You know how someone maybe rub their fingernails down the chalkboard? You know what I'm saying? That gets under some people's skin. They'll be like, stop. And but the lying to my face gets under my skin. And like I say, I have to see this person a lot. So I'm going to have to figure out how to handle that. Okay? What do I need to say to handle that? Where I'm being mature, like the caller say, about it. Okay? I don't want to be immature and just fly off the handle about it. I want to be very mature and say the right things for whatever I need to say. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today is Free for All Friday, and all lines are open for you guys to call in, talk about whatever you want, and I'll listen. Okay, 818-301-5834. Now, last night was the first game of the NBA Finals. Those of you who follow the NBA, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Golden State Warriors. Now, I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night, but I heard it. Okay, and I got kind of a play-by-play. Play-by-play information on the game last night. So the Cavaliers started out like gangbusters and pretty much was, you know, going throughout the whole game and leading at halftime by a few points. But I believe that they ran out of gas. I don't know how. I guess, you know, they weren't in Denver where the altitude is low or high, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But it's just, I don't know. I'm kind of distraught about everything that's been going on or going on today. And, I'm trying to deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it, but I guess I'll figure something out between now and the next time that I see this person. Okay? But, again, the NBA Finals were last night. Game one was last night, and Golden State beat Cleveland. Oh, excuse me. And I don't know what the final score was, but I think it was 98-108 or something like that, and they beat them by 10. But the problem was is that Cleveland couldn't score in overtime. Couldn't score. And I think that's what, you know, put them under. you know, I, which my thing is that it's, I want the East to win because I live in the East. I wanted the Hawks to be in the championship, but that didn't happen. And now Cleveland's in the championship, and they're in the East, Eastern Conference. So that's where I want to win. I want the East to beat the West. And I'm not a big LeBron fan and all this stuff. I don't, you know, jump up and down, you know, about LeBron James. I'm not a big fan of his. I mean, I like him. He's a great player. But I'm not a big fan of LeBron. I do want the East to win. And if they do win, he'll have his third NBA title. And that's pretty good. Not a lot of NBA players can say that they got three championship rings, okay? But Golden State held their own, okay? And I always say that if you if you're playing in someone else's backyard and they and you go into overtime with them, you're probably gonna lose. Probably 8 or 7 times out of 10, you're gonna lose that fight. So congratulations to Golden State Warriors, and maybe they'll be more focused on this next outing on Sunday. Hopefully they'll be more focused and ready to shoot. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, something else I wanted to talk about, but let's see. Oh, well. Yeah. I wanted to talk about when, you know, this is the high time for people going on vacation. Okay, this is the high time coming up. We got 4th of July coming up and all this stuff, Labor Day, a few months and stuff like this coming up. And I just wanted to let everyone know that, you know, when you do this, decide to take a vacation, try to, you know, I guess, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm trying to say be safe, you know. Take care of yourself. And all this stuff on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, when some people get on these media sites and they let people know, hey, we're going to Mexico next week. We're leaving Monday. We'll be back Sunday. And sometimes, and it's all it is your friends. And sometimes your friends will catch that. And they'll get it out there as to you being gone from your house. And people will vandalize or rob you while you're gone. That's a big part of not lawyering, but burglary. People that know you and know that you're away from home, know where you live, they know you're away from home, they'll come right in and take all your stuff. Okay? They'll come right in and take all your stuff. So if you are going on vacation, don't tell the whole world. They don't have to know. You know, if you're addicted to Facebook like some people are, wait till you're back home. Go take pictures and everything else if you want, but then go home. Okay? So, that's what we got. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I had a, my guest here in the studio was looking at me saying, what are you doing? You know, I keep having these pauses in between my sentences. It's because I'm sleepy. Okay? I'm sleepy. And I need some sleep. Plain and simple. but I'm going to get me some sleep in a little while. But right now, I have to be with you guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, the number one reality show on TV, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I love that show. And some of the stuff that attracts me to this show is not only their wealth. I mean, they have a lot of money. The beauty of the girls and the mom. And, you know, because I think that all the girls are good looking. I think Chloe's good looking. I think Kim is. I think Courtney is. I think that those girls aren't twins, are they? The Jenna girls, they aren't. They are twins. I think they may be a year or two apart. But those girls are pretty. And then the mom, she's attractive. And I say it all the time. She found out about Mr. Bruce and told him he had to get out. That's what I believe happened. She found out about him. She told him that he needed to get out. Be gone. Bye. But he hurt her. He hurt her bad. But because of that, I think she'll pick up the pieces and move on. She's a very strong woman. So I think she'll pick up the pieces and be gone. Now, there's somebody out there that's standing at her gate waiting for Bruce to leave so that, you know, he can maybe get in there and see what's going on with her himself. Okay? So the way that goes, I believe she put him out. When she found out that he had these women clothes and was dressing up as a woman, I think that she put him out. All right? I got about 2 minutes left in the show, guys. I'm going to shut down here and let you know that you're the best, the very best, the best fans around. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. I know that I am. I'm going to have a great weekend this weekend. And take care of yourselves and take care of your families. And I'll see you guys right back here on Monday morning. 10 o'clock sharp, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good day. Hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah.